When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
First things first, I want you to know you're about to hear news and only news because it was madness yesterday and nopes just flew everywhere.
I gave up my nope.
It was it was crazy. You gave up your nope for next week as well.
No, I didn't.
Yes,
no,
you
we
did.
Didn't agree to that.
Yes,
you added
did.
That after.
No,
I never really nope people, so whatever.
Great. TX is the only person in the room left with a nope.
News. Or nope.
News or nope, TX got a nope, and here we go.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate that.
The Girl Scouts have a new cookie for this year.
Cookie.
The I don't know how to say it. Explore Mores.
Is it S'mores? Wait, are they bringing back the s'mores? Didn't they kill the s'mores?
It's a Rocky Road style.
Oh,
so s'moreish, right? Marshmallow.
Right. So it's nuts. Chocolate marshmallow toasted almond. It's a sandwich cookie with two crunchy chocolate wafers. It looks delicious. Not gluten free.
I bet you it's Explore Mores.
Explore Mores? Yeah, I think so.
What's it? Say it again.
Okay. Explore Mores.
Explore Mores.
It looks delicious.
For sure.
It looks really good.
How much are those bad boys up to now? It used to be like $5 a box.
It's like they've got,
because you can walk up with a 20 and walk out with four boxes, and now it's like $7.50 or something. There it's like, and the you get way less cookies. It's like chipflation thing happening with those cookies.
Feel a little smaller, yeah.
Most areas settle around $6, with some areas being $7 for a box.
$7.
Yeah,
it's worth it.
The thing about
worth it. Do you ever have the person that you knew who like froze them and just had them year round?
Yes.
There's always like,
hi,
you do that?
Just the Thin Mints.
Or you can just freeze, and then you always have them.
Yeah, but the Thin Mints frozen are the best thing.
Thin Mints frozen. Like, that's pretty much the only one I'll buy each year, because if I buy too many, I'll just eat them right away.
Yeah, but Samoas or Caramel Delights, as they are called in certain parts of the country, that cookie changed your life.
Yeah.
And diabolical that they put like four per row, because like you eat two and you're like, well, I gotta finish the row.
Right.
And like, all right. Well, next time, Aaron, if you're gonna do a story like that, ask for your theme song.
C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is
for
cookie.
That's Cookie Monster?
I get that, but like,
I didn't know why it was my theme song.
Yeah.
It's everybody's theme song if you're talking about cookies.
Perfect. Good evening.
Good evening.
I do not need the theme song.
Okay.
There's a getting ready rule. Really only applies to women here, but maybe T-Hack. sorry, that sounded like
an insult. Wow, the backhanded insult.
That's a compliment. That's a compliment, Slacker. She dissed you by saying that.
Actually, when we get into it, it will be a diss to you. So there's this getting ready rule that's going viral on TikTok. Honestly, I feel like I've heard this throughout my life, but it is the two-thirds rule, which means you either have good outfit, good hair, or, well, wait.
You have two of the three things.
Good outfit, good hair, good makeup. So I could come to work in a great outfit with my hair done, no makeup on. That'd be fine. I could come to work. He just looked at me.
He's deciding which two you chose.
Well, I chose all three today.
Oh, you did. You tell me, princess, that you didn't set us up to give you a once over right now.
I didn't mean to.
Well, you did. And now I'm looking. Aaron, it's your turn.
No, I would say Aaron and I always come in all three.
You
but
would.
Sometimes my hair is real gross and pulled back.
But what's what's the three for boys? If makeup is your third.
So I'm like, so for T-Hack, maybe it's like shoes, outfit, hair.
Oh. But shoes is kind of part of the outfit.
Yeah. I know.
Or,
that, I just that'd don't be every think day. There
is one it could be boys. Like beard. Because you could have like a good beard, but different hair.
That's true, yeah. Beard, like guys with good beards, just their beards are good. There's not anything, like in the morning you just get out of the shower and you're like, I put a little beard oil in it.
But today I freshly shaved my neck, so it's like, it's crisper, the difference. So I kind of agree with that. Because there's
beard
days
is your
where
three?
The stubble's kind of coming in on the neck.
Yeah,
you know, like
and
the
then
top
you look
the
a little messy.
Yeah, the beard doesn't look as.
I've been leaving the cheek stubble lately.
You have.
And I would say you're hitting a one out of three.
I deserve it.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Stop putting it in the listeners' minds that I could fire people. I can't fire anybody but me. I'm the only... Okay.
And that would be called quitting.
No, yes. It looks good. It looks good.
I hate a cheek stubble. Dane's got to get it together.
Oh, really?
I was
really?
Looking at him today and I was like,
it's just hard because my cheek stubble's higher on one side. Jesus, what are we doing? Okay, let me just start, play the thing so we can move on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
One of the most beloved celebrities of all time is facing some legal issues.
Beloved?
This is going to be someone ridiculous.
Yeah.
I know, because he just, like, when he says beloved, beloved to everyone or just you?
No, to everyone. And I'm not surprised he's facing legal issues. He's one of those, I would say, a little too good.
Oh, it's one of your Schadenfreude people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a real celebrity. It's like the biggest celebrity.
Tom Hanks.
No. I feel like I saw this.
Brad Pitt?
Mm-mm. No.
Legal trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a whole bunch about Bradley Cooper today. Like, everybody's
maybe his plastic surgery.
No.
Yeah, he didn't, right? He didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
His face looks extremely different.
He did something.
He claims he didn't.
He got an eye lift or something. Something.
Are you sure he looks radically different?
His eyes are usually a little more squinty, and now they're like, hello!
Can we?
Yeah, they're usually more like this, and then they're like, hello!
Please, you'll see this on the gram later. Okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, he's on your list.
Wait, The Matrix. I was leaving the house today, and I said, Dane, do I look like The Rock?
No. Why would you look like The Rock?
She just needs a fanny pack.
Yeah.
Because you're wearing a black shirt.
Black sweater, jeans, necklace over it.
You're a little more Steve Jobs than The Rock.
Okay. Continue.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson was sued because his energy drink company, I don't know how to say this.
ZOA.
ZOA, or is it ZOA? It's ZOA?
I think it's ZOA.
Okay, ZOA Energy. They've agreed to a $3 million settlement because they claimed zero preservatives in our drinks. Turns out it's actually got chemical preservatives.
Yay!
So $3 million if you purchase the ZOA energy drink.
One of the flavors is grape. You're telling me that you can find a non-artificial grape?
No,
that's insane. Yeah.
So could I be subject to some cash?
Exactly, yep. If you purchase a drink between March 1st of 2021.
Wait, that's not The Rock.
Through November 21st of 2025, you can get your piece of the $3 million.
Oh, Dane's getting his piece.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.